Now, Franz Schubert, of course, did not write the old children's song Alouette, but if he had, it might have come out sounding something like that. That's one of the piano puzzlers put together by Bruce Adolph, who's here every week taking a familiar old tune and rewriting it in the style of a particular classical composer. And Bruce is here right now. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And Bruce, of course, every week we get a listener on the line whose job it is to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style you're imitating. And today, joining us from Greenwood, South Carolina, we have Claire. Is it Cool? Am I saying your name right, Claire?
You are indeed. I'm always cool.
K-U-H-L. Claire Cool joining us from Greenwood. Claire, what's your musical background?
Well, I started at age 7 with piano lessons, progressed by 5th grade to clarinet, and actually ended up as a clarinet performance major at Furman University many years ago.
Oh, very nice. I didn't realize clarinet was part of a progression from piano.
I didn't either.
Well, the clarinet players like to think so. The pianists have a different viewpoint.
Well, we don't have a clarinet puzzler for you. I'm afraid it's a piano puzzler you're going to have to contend with here. If you're all set, Claire, we'll do it.
You may fire when ready.
Wow, now some of these piano puzzlers are just little sketches. This one was an entire composition unto itself.
That was simply exquisite.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
Hey.
Now, Claire, within all of that exquisiteness, did you recognize anything?
I'm not at all sure because I just started enjoying the darn thing.
That's always the trick.
I thought I may have caught a fragment of Poor Wayfaring Stranger.
That's it. That's the tune.
Wow.
Very good.
Good sharp ears, and you know your American folk music.
Well, you have to listen out of the corner of your ear. If you stare right at it, you won't hear it.
That's absolutely right. You have to let little fragment get you. Well, you're right. I didn't expect that to happen so quickly.
Wayfaring Stranger. We get the tune out of the way first thing.
Yeah.
So all that remains is figuring out which composer's style Bruce was imitating there.
My initial instinct is it was Chopin and
correct.
His Lush Moments.
Yes, correct. It is. That's right. This is actually based on some ideas from his Nocturne, Opus 72, number 1 in E minor.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh, well, thanks.
Well, man, Claire, our work is done. You got the tune.
Hey, maybe clarinet is more advanced.
Well, I really think he needs to play it again just because it was just so beautiful.
Can we hear this whole thing again, Bruce?
You can hear it again. I hope I can play it again.
Thank you.
Wayfaring Stranger, redone in the style of Frédéric Chopin by Bruce Adolph, a wonderful piano puzzler, and Claire the clarinetist Cool from Greenwood, South Carolina. Claire, you got it right away, and by the authority vested in me by NPR, I hereby do decree and declare that you are not only a master, but a doctor of piano puzzler, PPD, as we like to say.
I am beyond honored, and I will try to live up to this glory that has been bestowed upon me.
Claire Cool from Greenwood, South Carolina. What's your public radio station?
I listen to South Carolina ETV radio all the time.
Claire, great to have you. Thanks for playing this week.
Oh, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.